This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker making our way through a beautiful Wednesday spring morning with you. We are talking about the ballot, the amendments that are on the ballot on March 29th. Early voting starts on Saturday, and it can never hurt to know what the hell you're voting on, right? At least that's the way we see it here. We've already talked to Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. You can download the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, or go to WWL.com and click on my name, and at that point you'll be able to find the audio when it's posted of what Daniel had to say about the amendments. He said the Pelican Institute has no position on Amendment 3, but is in favor of Numbers 1, 2, and 4. With that, we welcome in Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana, who I presume sees it differently, especially since Daniel said in the previous segment, my good friend Jan is wrong on this one. How are you, Jan?
I'm great. It's great to be with you, Tommy. And I would say the same thing about my good friend Daniel.
It'd be pretty boring.
If number three.
But it'd be pretty boring if everybody agreed on everything, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk about these amendments. First of all, does Invest in Louisiana have opinions on all four, just three, two, what?
We do. Actually, I think the one that we've been mostly focused on is number two, which I think is a horrendously long and complicated rewrite of the Constitution that deserves a lot more scrutiny than it's gotten. But we're really of the opinion that none of these need to pass. I don't think we have a strong feeling about number four, but one, two, and three are certainly bad policy that we don't need here in Louisiana.
Long rewrite of the Constitution. That's quite a statement. Tell me why.
Well, Amendment 2, you remember a year ago, Governor Landry wanted to have a constitutional convention. He proposed doing it in 2 weeks at the end of the session and with his own hand-picked delegates. That was the plan a year ago. The Senate said no to that very wisely. The governor said at the time the reason he wanted to do it so quickly is he wanted to get this on the November 6th ballot when turnout is high. Well, this amendment was kind of the backup plan. What happened here is, you know, they came in a special session in November. They passed this, and I'm going to say, you know, Daniel Erspammer played a huge role in writing this, so there's no doubt that they're in favor of it. This is a 115-page rewrite of the longest section of the Constitution. We don't have nearly enough time in this segment to go over everything it does, but it's boiled down to 91 words on the ballot, very misleading words. But I think, in essence, what this does is it puts a lot of new handcuffs on state government in their ability to deal with the budget, to deal with the ups and downs of the economy. And it may not be apparent next week or next month or even next year, but there are tools that Louisiana is going to need to deal with the economic ups and downs that are coming that we're not going to have if this passes.
Okay, what would those look like? Who would it benefit? Who would it hurt, those handcuffs you speak of?
Well, there's something in there I think a lot of people are going to think sounds good called a government growth limit, which basically says even if we have the money available in Louisiana, we can't spend it on new and ongoing programs. And I think the reason that's important is, first of all, you never know if the legislature might want to you know, pay teachers fairly, or fund early childhood education, or put more money into college education, they could be thwarted by the growth limit, even if there's money available. And so I think that's a problem. They've had these things in other states, and they've been very problematic. And so there's that. And I think the reason that's important is, you know, we see what's coming down from Washington, where they're threatening to cut Medicaid. They're threatening to eliminate the Department of Education, to eliminate FEMA. So Louisiana could be forced to pick up a lot more of the cost of these services we've been getting from Washington for generations. And if we pass this amendment, that could become a lot harder.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back with Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana, giving us his side or their side of the amendments and how they are opposed to one. I'm getting my numbers right here. 2 and 3 and 4, not so much. Is that right?
It's mostly a technical one. I don't think we have a huge opinion on that one.
All right, we'll pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL. On March 29th, we get to vote on 4 amendments, early voting Saturday. Amendment 2 would, how did you phrase that? Rewrite of the Constitution. Is that what you said? Although it's only 100 words on the ballot?
It's 91 words on the ballot. It's a 115-page bill that would become not just the law of the land, but would be added to the Constitution if this passes. And Tommy, I think you could ask 144 legislators, and none of them could tell you everything that is in this rewrite. And that, I think, alone is a reason to take a pause.
Not only what's in it, Jan, but my concern would be the results of it, maybe consequences both intended and unintended, who would either be favor some, maybe hurt others, or just nobody saw this coming because of the process. Talk about the process with which this was put together, please.
Well absolutely. And I think that's a great point about unintended consequences. We just heard this week that folks like, you know, Woody Jenkins and people on the religious right have been up in arms because it narrows the nonprofit tax exemption for churches. That is something that didn't even come up during the debate. So yeah, this was the backup plan to the constitutional convention that Jeff Landry wanted to have and wasn't able to will into existence last year. So they went back instead in a special session and rewrote the longest section of the Constitution, Article 7, and that's the ballot that's the bill that became Amendment 2. The last time we did this, more than 50 years ago, when we had a constitutional convention in Louisiana, that process took like 2.5 years. We had a whole election. We elected delegates to that convention. Those delegates met for a year in public meetings, and they actually wrote the Constitution. Representative Julie Emerson, who sponsored this bill, I guarantee you she didn't write the bill. Somebody else wrote this bill for her. And again, I think this is a very serious issue. The public needs to have more time to understand what's in it and really go through it and have that robust public debate that we didn't have during the 16-day special session in November. Tommy, I've been around the legislature for 22 years now. I've seen more conversation about a $50,000 cost overrun on a bridge than I saw on this amendment as it was going through the process.
All right, thank you, Jan. Appreciate your time, as always. Tell me the website people can go to if they want to find out more about Invest in Louisiana or your opinion on these amendments.
InvestLouisiana.org. And thank you for having me on, Tommy, as always.
You're quite welcome. And I'll also tell people that for the Pelican Institute, to find out where they stand on this, you can go to, I'm getting the site for you right now as the clock ticks down, you can go to PelicanPolicy.org and you can see where they stand. The Pelican Institute for Public Policy, the website PelicanPolicy.org, you can see where they stand on the amendments. We'll talk to Jose Batista, professor of economics at Xavier, when we come back. Are you worried about the stock market last couple of days? Are you worried about the economy? What about a recession? We'll talk about it when we come back.